So the invitation is to find a seat, comfortable posture that supports you in being present and aware with some relaxation. To start with, if it's helpful for you, looking around the space and noticing where you are, whether you're at home or you're in the center. Noticing the walls and the floor, the ceiling, the windows, the empty space between us, the other beings in your real or virtual space. And then to allow your attention to turn within. Softening your eyes and closing them if that feels comfortable to you. Can be helpful to start a period of formal meditation with a couple of longer, slower, more intentional breaths. Noticing the sensations of each breath on the inhale and relaxing. Releasing any excess tension or energy on the exhale. And then allowing the breathing to return to normal. Allowing the breath to be however it wants to be. And taking a moment to scan through your body, noticing your posture. You're noticing your internal stance, the way you're relating to experience in this moment. And then the invitation is to settle into embodied experience. Noticing the warmth or cool of your body. Perhaps areas of the body in contact with cloth or air. Or each other, hands on knees, hands in hands. Tuning into feelings of solidity, weight, where your body touches chair or cushion. Or noticing areas or sensations of lightness. uplift in this body. Noticing moisture or dryness of the skin, the moisture of the mouth, the nose, the eyes. Noticing motion. Perhaps subtle tingling or vibrating. Vibrancy of aliveness in your body. Or the motion of air, breath. Moving through the nose, the chest, the torso. And settling in, resting the attention on this embodied experience. Of breathing or sensation or sound. The mind wanders, noticing the return of awareness with kindness, welcoming. time to time, including also attention to awareness of the spaces between sound, breaths, sensations, even thoughts. Resting in the space between and allowing whatever arises. You haven't already. Inviting all of the processes of hearing, sensing, arisings in the mind or the heart. Come and go. This moment. Here. Now. Thank you for the sincerity of your practice. And in these few moments of contemplative silence between the formal sitting and my sharing, the invitation is to look within at your heart over this last 45 minutes of sitting. And gather up, soak in any of the goodness.
Hello?
Moments of peace, spaciousness, or silence. Moments of kindness. And really savor those. And if it feels right, turn your internal gaze outwards towards the others in your life. Maybe the practitioner is here today, virtually or in person. And everyone else your life touches. And take a moment to wish them well, too. A moment of kindness. Thank you. Hello, friends. It's good to be back with you. I was away last week in a very remote area of the high desert in Southern California on a training, pretty much camping. We had walls, but we were camping. And the training had to do with nature and Dharma. Maybe I'll start by saying that nature is one of the translations of Dhamma or Dharma, one of many translations of that word, one of many ways it is used. And today I feel moved to reflect on some of the practices that the Buddha taught for staying in contact with, resting in, being grounded in our nature. Our presence. So to start, this is a practice that's known as the five elements practice. I might not get through all of them today, but I'll riff on them a little bit and maybe pick up on it next week. To start with, to say that the Buddha lived and taught in what we, who may be from European cultures, would think of as the Bronze Age. It was very ancient India. And the cosmology, the understanding of reality was different then. So instead of the periodic table of elements that we have now, there were five elements. There were actually a lot more than five, but there were five that were sort of fundamental. Earth, water, fire, air, and space. And the way I relate to those now in this highly scientific worldview that most of us are embedded in is that they're qualities of experience, elemental qualities of experience. And when the Buddha taught these as practices, he was relying on something I talked about the last time I was here, which was attention. The directed quality of attention in particular, and that we have a choice, each of us, where I place my attention and how much I filter out and bring in with that directed attention. So this kind of directed attention, and in this case, even a little bit of directed imagination. Shh. This imagination can be used in meditation too. Can be used to help deepen visceral embodiment and presence and wisdom. So, one way of doing that is to draw inspiration from nature by using these elements as kind of a filter, a way of understanding experience. The Buddha, actually, one of the teachings I love the most in his ancient discourses, taught his young son Rahula this meditation. And he would say, and I'm going to paraphrase here because I didn't want to bring the big heavy book with me. Rahula, son, let your meditation be like earth. Earth is not troubled by insults or by attempts to dig it up or by any other kinds of difficult experiences hurled at it. Instead, it is vast, solid. It has a weight. So that kind of solidity, that mountain-like strength, can be a quality to draw on in meditation. And the way that that can work most sort of viscerally in our bodies is, and you can do it right now as you're sitting or lying listening to me. Notice the contact of your body against the floor or the cushion or the chair or the bed, and the weight of the gravity holding that body down. You're rooted, as I am, and simply by bringing attention to that, you might notice a little bit more of that groundedness in your physiology right now. So the element of earth is associated with weight, solidity, stability, and even hardness. Like if you click your teeth together, most of us have pretty hard teeth, even if the dentist doesn't say so, right? Bone, nails, solidity. It's also the opposite, noticing absence of heaviness, of lightness goes along with this elemental quality of experience. So just to notice. Some indigenous peoples of the Andes say that we are earth walking. We are earth walking. Isn't that beautiful? And that points to another dimension of this teaching, that the elemental qualities of earth, the minerals that make up our bones, our tissues, they're the same minerals in earth. There's nothing in us that did not come from Gaia, the planet, the atmosphere. We are earth walking. And then atmosphere brings us to the next element of air. One breath is all it takes to notice how intimately we are connected with our surroundings through air. When air becomes breath, when breath returns to air, we are discrete, unique, sentient beings, completely formed by earth, air, water, heat, or fire, and space. So, to notice it in meditation or in moments of contemplation, these are contemplation meditations, is the element of air is associated with motion, such as the breath, or with motion like I'm doing with my hands right now. Wind is another way to put it. And there are other forms of motion in the body. that can be associated with an air-like quality. That brings me then to fire, life spark of warmth in most, well, all mammals, really. That life spark, you can feel it in yourself, the warmth, the vibrancy. Where I was staying, like I said, we were practically camping. It was quite cold sometimes. And I would sit out in the pre-dawn morning, listening to the birds sing the morning awake. And the cold would be penetrating a certain amount into the body. What was fascinating to feel is the warmth beneath that, the core of warmth, like the core of the earth itself below the mantle, that fire within us. So in meditation, noticing a visceral embodied sense of warmth or coolness can help us tap into this quality. You don't have to be too heady about it, just noticing warm or cool. Breath, motion. There's the coziness of being bundled up on a cool day. Or, like yesterday was, the delight of taking off the extra layers when that phenomenally beautiful warmth of the sun just radiates through everything. And then there's water. Like all of these others, water is shared between us and the environment. Our blood, our tears, have the same salinity as the ocean from which we evolved. I think that's just beautiful. We're kind of little sacks of oceans walking around on land. It's like our great, great, great ancestors were able to weave the water by taking it with them, basically, inside of us. So you can notice this directly, internally, through tears, by swallowing saliva, and by any number of other forms of liquid we carry internally and externally, sweat, for example. And then, of course, externally, we will all have the opportunity to notice the rains coming back. I hear tomorrow, those of us in the Bay Area. But there's also other, every time we turn on a faucet, water. Fluidity, cohesion are the qualities you can notice in meditation. To tune into that. These are all thoughts, directed attention, concepts, but they are thoughts and concepts that are intentionally used to help ground us in this moment, in our place in the universe. Which brings me to the last element, space. When I was much younger, I was an artist, and I've always been a little bit of a nerd. So I went into science art at one point and ended up becoming very good friends with a little group of quantum physicists. They were way over my pay grade intellectually. I mean, these guys, and they were guys, were brilliant, brilliant, brilliant people. And they had such a grasp of space, macro space, and the nanoscopic space. And one of them told me, and I've since looked it up and verified, that if we didn't have space, lots of it in our bodies, we would be too tiny to see and heavier than you can imagine. These like dark, heavy, well, maybe not dark, but heavy, heavy, tiny microscopic specks. So it's kind of funny to think about, right? And take a breath, appreciate the space within you right now. Even if I'm feeling contracted, I'm not that contracted. Carl Sagan once famously said, "The cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself." A way for the universe to know itself. So maybe that sums all of it up. The earth, air, fire, water, space. All elemental qualities of this universe recombined in myriad different forms, but to become each one of us. Isn't that cool? And that sentience, refracted from us, is one dimension of the universe itself. So, awareness that witnessing is a gift that you can give yourself and all of the sentience around you, the people, the other beings, the interplay between them, all of it. On a simple day-to-day level, you can notice space in your meditation by feeling into the space around you if your eyes are closed, or by seeing it if your eyes are open in walking meditation or daily life. And this is a practice as an artist that I did for many years before I was a meditator, which is noticing what artists call negative space, the space between you and me, the space around an object. It's a much more accurate way to draw pretty much anything, to flip the perception from the objects to the space around them. So, it also happens to be a way to really calm down if you're feeling spiraled up about anything, spun out. So those are the invitations in the coming week, or at least maybe the coming hour, if you choose to just notice these elemental qualities. The space around and within and between. The fire within. The fluidity within and around you. The earthiness, the weight, all of it. Thank you for your kind attention, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.